Well, thank you. And once again, my name is Chad Smith, and kind of hodgepodge of names up there. This project originally started out under Dr. Andy Kendig at the Delta Center, and I, as well as another research associate, finished it up. And of course, we've kind of, some of us have all moved on. Some background about Horseweed, Missouri. It's a winter annual, and I say mostly a winter annual because I've personally seen it germinate at any given time, and can germinate as only time, I think the only time I've ever seen it not germinate was possibly August. So fall and spring germination is a very conservative estimate. And it was identified as glyphosate resistant in 2002 in Pemiscot County, just down the road from the Delta Center. Even to this day, we're still seeing pictures like this right here, where we have glyphosate application and we have a dead one right next to a live one. So it's not completely enveloped, the areas around there, but it's starting to get that way. I think we're the only place still around that maybe has a pretty good population of mixed biotypes. Since its discovery, of course, it's been a problem because of its seed dispersal, its heavy seed production, you know, 100,000 or so or more, and the increase of conservation tillage, you know, which allow for it to have a very good habitat for it. The common control practices around in the Missouri boot heel is mainly the burn down application, which is your prior to planting, you know, and usually it's a dicamba 2,4-D growth regulator type mix. Used to be Roundup, but of course, since it's became resistant, you know, kind of takes that out of the mix. Some people are starting to use a little bit of residual herbicides in an effort to prevent later germination. The objectives of these studies were to look at both the residual aspect of it and the timing aspect of it, the residual with a burn down and the just the growth regulator, strictly specific timing of it. So all studies were using standard small plot techniques, 3 rows, 25 foot, backpack sprayer, 8002, 20 GPA, and we used ANOVA to separate the data. The first part I'll be going over is the residual portion of our studies. And we started out with 7 residual herbicides, Valor, Goal, Direx, Linex, I can get my thing here. Direx, Linex, Cotteran, Princep, Prowl, and then we used no residual, which was basically a burn down timing. Now what we did was we took those 7 chemicals and we tank mixed each one of them with 2,4-D and glyphosate. That way it would eliminate the existing horseweed, and then that would allow the rest, the residual, to see how it would hold the rest of the horseweed back. We made 3 application timings, one in November, January, and March. Now, at first look, this graph looks really busy, and it is kind of a busy graph, but the big picture is this is the application timings, and this is our percent control at planting. And as you can see, the November application, this group right here, don't get caught up on what chemical did better than what, because as you can see, there really wasn't a whole lot of differences as far as getting real good control. There were a few differences between, you know, Direx and Linex and things like that, but none of them exceeded 70%. However, when we made a January application, we saw a little improvement in Valor. Of course, Direx was still up there, but nothing was really, I guess, providing very satisfactory control. And our March application, once we made that application, we saw really good control and saw 95% on all of our chemicals. But the big picture here is this far right bar right there, if I can quit shaking here. The far right bar right there is the no residual. Basically, that is a burn down application without any residual at all. And you can see how it performed throughout the rest of the prior treatments. So even in March, we were just with the straight burn down application, we were getting the same kind of control whether we had a residual or not. Once again, as I mentioned, you know, we were seeing a few differences, but you know, without anything being greater than 70% control, it's nothing we really need to dwell too long on. Same way with our January applications. All of those were still providing unsatisfactory control by the time of planting. Our March residual applications, you know, hey, we hit a lick. We got greater than 90% control. Well, until you go and look at the untreated check, which was the same as treatments with a residual herbicide, you know, basically indicating we had better control from our burn down portion. In the final year of this study, that was about the time Invoke really came out, and with the help of James Holloway, actually, over there in the corner, we set up another study, and we wanted to kind of look at Invoke as fall treatments, so we added a second portion to this study. We comboed it with, made a factorial design with four burn-down chemicals, Gramoxone, Clarity, 2,4-D, and Roundup, and we just made one application timing in December. This graph right here, it shows Invoke as far as our rates, and this is a tenth of an ounce, I believe, and this is our percent horseweed control at time of planting. We were actually seeing some pretty decent control out of our growth regulators just in the December application, but once again, this is just kind of one year of data. Of course, once we added in some Invoke, we actually saw an improved control. And an interesting note here is one without even any burn down, it was just in that Invoke application, we were getting, you know, a half rate was, you know, upwards of 80% control. Once we increased the rate, we saw improved horseweed control. And we saw, where was I going? Oh, and we saw even it was just as good with a burn down as without. So that was kind of surprising. This picture right here shows what we saw 3 weeks after planting, and of course we'd already made a burn down at the time of planting, and this was a mid-rate of Invoke, and it was an early December application, but you'll see some of the dead carcasses of horseweed that have died, but these were clearly here at the time of planting, and with that Invoke treatment at the time of planting, as far as I can tell, there was only one horseweed in that plot right there. And this treatment was actually without even a burn down application. It was just straight Invoke. Overall, Invoke seemed to provide pretty decent residual control and actually provided better control than all of our prior residuals that we evaluated, and that was even without the use of a burn down. We did see a little bit of slight stunting, and we took it to yield, but we did not find any yield differences, so it was apparently not an issue. The second portion was to evaluate the growth regulator timing. And what we did was we took three rates of 2,4-D and dicamba, and we sprayed them at every 2 weeks, biweekly applications. And we started in early February, and we went through early May. So we basically take these six treatments and made an application every 2 weeks. We took horseweed populations at the time of planting to determine how well they performed, and the cotton was evaluated for any kind of injury that might occur. This graph is actually pretty simple, but there was a lot of data went into it. There was no differences in our timings. There was no differences in our herbicides, so we combined our 2,4-D and our dicamba into one line. And interesting enough, there was no differences in rate. Both of the responses in all three of the rates were the same. So we combined them and basically showed them on a per year basis. And as you can see, this is the date of the burn down followed by the horseweed in the per square meter. Our early February and late February applications, we made those applications and we saw a lot of horseweed time of planting. Lots of regermination, lots of issues with that. When we started delaying that application and letting those horseweeds come on up, we saw a reduction in our horseweed populations. And interesting enough, once we got into early and late April, we didn't see any horseweed germination. We didn't see any at the time of planting, and which was a little bit different than what we usually see in the boot heel. A lot of Missouri farmers tend to make their applications for burn down back in March. And this indicates that maybe it might be better to delay and get a little bit more control and allow a little more germination before you make the application. As I said, you know, earlier, later burn down applications, they had lower horseweed populations at planting. Basically, as they germinated, we controlled more of them. The early season burn down timings allowed for later emergence in spring. Thus, we had more horseweed populations at planting. As I mentioned earlier, the early and late April applications are only one to provide zero horseweed at the time of planting for all 3 years, which was fairly significant. Once again, no differences between 2,4-D and dicamba. You know, that depends. That's the Missouri region. We're different than everybody else. Some people say it's 2,4-D. Some people say it's dicamba. I mean, but for us, we didn't get any differences. And we only saw any injury from the early May application, which was, you know, pretty obvious because we planted in mid-May. So that was somewhat expected. Our conclusions, you know, we can control glyphosate resistant horseweed, and you know, everybody knows that, and our growth regulator herbicides did a fairly good job of providing the control, and you know, our best and most successful applications were made up into May, possibly indicating that a lot of our Missouri farmers were maybe applying a little too early. But one must take into account, if you apply too late, you're of course going to have some injury from your growth regulators. When it comes to residuals, for the most part, on our studies, the timing of the residual, the timing of the burn down type application seemed to be more important than the actual type of the residual used. Basically, you know, the burn down was more important in our studies. The fall applied residual type herbicides provided inconsistent and often insufficient control of horseweed, with the one exception of Invoke, but that was a 1-year study, and we weren't able to replicate it before we all went our separate ways. Spring applications of the residual type herbicides didn't really provide any greater control than just a well-timed burn down, and this is contrary to some people, and you know, that's what we found in the Missouri Boot Heel, and we're a little bit different than everybody else. That doesn't mean that that residual portion couldn't provide additional benefits, whether it's your winter annual control or getting a head start on your weed season. This is by no means a program type situation. It's simply looking at the horseweed. So there's other benefits that could be obtained with that, but for us, just simply the burn down was the most important portion. So. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions for Chad?
Yes. The question is why the Missouri Boot Heel is different and why fall applied herbicides don't work. You know, that's an excellent question. I honestly think, without, you know, specifically making a direct quote, but you know, there's a lot of situations where we get very sandy soils, possible, you know, herbicides that may not be able to work quite as well, too much movement. A lot of our cotton ground is as we term blow sand. And there's not a whole lot of organic matter, anything that would be able to hold any type of chemical there. And I think we get a lot of movement through that. You know, since we would be colder, one would think that we would get more fall applied control like the north central states. But I think mainly it's just basically because of our soil types. We have such, you know, we're planting on ground that is, you know, you could make a beach out of. So.
Any additional questions? All right. Thank you very much, Chad.